What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back, everyone. Obviously, I am not Michael Rivero. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener. I'm filling in for him today, which is Friday, March the 4th, 2022. And Michael's wife, Claire, had a bad accident and has a broken neck and has to have surgery. And in case you were just tuning in, and you know, our hearts and prayers, you know, best wishes. We really wish Michael the best. I know how devastating it must be, or I can't imagine how it must be for him to have someone that he's in love with in that position. So, you know, if you say prayers, then please include Claire in yours. And I have Dan on the line from Washington. And Dan, are you still there? What were you? What else did you want to say?
Yeah.
You're cutting out a little bit, Dan. I think maybe you think you could get your reception a little better? Is that gonna try again? Okay, Dan, can you? Yeah, okay, that was a little bit, yes. You're still cutting out pretty bad, Dan. Maybe try to, if you're able, could you try to reconnect?
Are you there now?
Oh, that's actually better. I don't know what you did, but I think that might have fixed it. Sure, go ahead, Dan.
Well, it's weird because I pulled over after the reception and then with the rain, and it started chopping up.
There's still a little bit. There's still a little bit, but okay. I can understand you now. Yeah, but
mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll be quick. We need to keep spreading the word that, you know, I think Putin has the moral right because America over, you know, Victoria Newman, Noodleman or whatever, they have this long conversation. We overthrew that government. So we try to get that word out.
Yeah, Dan, it's amazing how many people don't know that who are hanging those Ukrainian flags. They probably don't know that overthrew the rightfully elected president and installed a criminal regime that, you know, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were in bed with, raking billions of dollars in graft. I mean, and now they, and maybe to cover that up, they're going to start World War III. I mean, it's like that things, the gang that, and the powers that should not be, have really advanced their evil, because this is a lot worse than blowing up Oklahoma City to come in and grab all of those files from Whitewater. That was not their only purpose in doing that, but that's one thing that they did. That when that happened, they reports of a truck coming in and snatching those files. Maybe they're trying to cover up evidence of a lot of crimes there as well. I don't know. It just, this gang, who knows what their next move is going to be.
Seems like they're trying to maximize as many deaths as possible. I think, you know, the tribe, Victoria Newman's Jewish, and Zelensky is Jewish. I don't even know if he's in Ukraine. He's probably like making these broadcasts from some studio in Poland or something, telling his people to fight to the last man. You know, it's very irresponsible, and then we keep saying we're going to keep shipping weapons. So I'm hopefully Putin seals the border, and any weapons that, you know, get shipped in, they just destroy them. You know, that's what I would do. They're definitely trying to maximize the deaths. You know, that's how I feel about it.
I think you're right, Dan. Just like you said, they want a bigger, bloodier war, because that means more chaos and more money for the ones that are doing this, the ones pulling the strings. And I do know that at least one of the videos of Zelensky supposedly at the front line was from some time back. There's a website, I think it's called verifythis.com, and it has gone through and weeded out a lot of the fake footage or represented footage from the conflict. It's not your normal fact checker. This is some group that seems to be actually checking the facts and trying to put out, do actual journalism. It was good to see. Go ahead, Dan.
It turns out that whole ghost of Ukraine or whatever was totally fake. And there's just so many fake news reports. I wouldn't be surprised if NATO tried to blow up that nuclear reactor. Actually, then blame it on the Russians.
I hope not. I mean, that's a horrifying thought, but they at least are playing the movie as if they would or what's going, they're trying to put that fear in it. Like a caller I said earlier today, there was the Chernobyl scare a few days ago. They ramped that up, the fear of them taking Chernobyl, and then they said, the radiation is spiked, but it has, it was just hyped up fear porn, basically, although the Russians did take control of Chernobyl, and I hope that they have well enough control of this plant that they can prevent such things in the future. And as always, it's good to have your call, Dan. Is there anything else before we move on? Anything else? Yeah, go ahead. I think Dan's already gone. The next caller is Tony in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tony. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. Who am I speaking to, first name?
My name is Stephen Douglas Wagner.
Okay, Steve. I just want to call you by your first name. My thinking is I wish the best. First of all, I wish the best for Mike's wife. And I saw on TV today, on MSN, where Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity are calling for Putin's assassination, death or anything, as soon as possible. That seemed to me weird. And also, what I'm saying here is, we know that Russia has a tiny economy compared to the U.S. Russia's economy is smaller than Italy's, but the U.S. economy is in the trillions. So what am I asking, what is Russia going to do if pushed into a corner? In other words, it may not end in a nuclear war, but it will certainly start with a cyber war waged against the Western banking cartels, perhaps the West's greatest vulnerability, because the banks nor fraud protection agencies will be able to cover millions of people and thousands of lending institutions. What do you think?
I think that's the next, that would happen before that it went nuclear, definitely. And what better false flag for the bankers to pull to, initiate their great reset and say, okay, it's ruined. We have to have the central bank digital currency. I mean, that is ultimately what they want to achieve for the globe. But how we get there from here is a, I don't know. I do believe you're right that they will launch, if backed into a corner, Russia would definitely do anything they could to survive. Russia's been invaded repeatedly over their history, and a lot of times the West doesn't realize that. Even back in the 83, the Reagan administration almost started a nuclear war with it was called Operation Able Archer, and it was a drill, but it looked very real in some ways to the Soviet Union, and that, that's a very dangerous time in late 83. I think that we've come to even more dangerous time now, so, yeah. Yes, sir, go ahead.
What I'm just saying is that you had the NSA, the CIA, the feds, they couldn't protect us against 9/11. And now they're going to protect us against cyber attacks from Russia. You have to wonder about that.
I couldn't agree more. And I might think that many of them were in on and contributed to 9/11. And, it was, you know, the one of the, what was the last ultimate false flag. This is not so much the false flag for an excuse for us to invade the world for a war on quote unquote terror. This is like the final solution of the rogue nations, bringing them all under one globo homo. And I don't necessarily mean globo homosexual in the fact that they're going to try to get Russians, corrupt their culture with the LGBTQ plus and stuff, but this cabal, this cult, wants global homogenization. They want the whole world to look like us, you know, with only the big box and the chain stores, and you can only, you know, get what you want, and to be controlled by that central bank digital currency and a social credit score, the that was more for business, the EGS, I believe, EDS, that had an article about that, where it's environmental and social, and ESG, environmental, social, and governance score that every corporation and company is going to be ranked and graded on. They would like a similar thing for people with social credit. And yeah, and I agree with you. I want to thank you very much for the call. I do have a couple of others to get to. But
okay, thanks, Steve.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And please call again if you ever want to call Beyond the Official Narrative, too, from noon to 1 Central Time. Okay, thanks very much. And now, next, I have Charles in Ontario. All right, Charles, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. That's great.
Hi.
I always like to call in when there's good news. And Mike posted on what really happened. That Claire had surgery, and it went well today. So she's in recovery. She's going to have another surgery on an unrelated issue on Tuesday. But the surgery on the cervical vertebrae was done today, and the doctor said it went well. So I just want to let everybody out there know.
Well, thanks very much for letting us know that, Charles. Yeah, that's terrific to hear. I hope that she recovers quickly. I had heard that she had to have another surgery, too, Mr. when Steve Elkins was on at the beginning yesterday. It was a different thing with an artery, unrelated, I guess, that she's got to be there.
Yeah, the carotid artery
surgery.
Has to be done on Tuesday, but it's not the broken neck, which is what she underwent for today.
Yes.
Well, that's anyway. I got a little bit to say about what's going on politically. You know, it's tough when you hear the black hats and the white hats. One guy's good and the other one's bad, and that's how it's painted in the mainstream media. That's why you guys are so important. And my thought is, if Putin had got the consideration that there would be no NATO and no nukes, there'd be no Russians in the Ukraine right now. But he couldn't get that. And if he waited until them being put in power, being taken over by NATO, then he'd have to fight all of NATO, and I don't think he wanted to do that, so it was a preemptive strike. However, on the other side, the Ukrainians are being said to being attacked, you know, they've got neo-Nazis there, and Putin's going in to kill the Nazis, or he's going to attack Nazis. That's how he sold it to the Russians. And if you know what Stalin did to the Ukrainians back in the 30s, he starved 7 million of them to death in 1933 alone. So the Germans liberated them from Stalin. So they've got a long memory. So if they're siding with the Germans, I understand that. It's not black and white. It's not the Russians are good and the Ukrainians are bad or vice versa. So I just wanted to bring that subtlety in about the Ukrainians fighting on the side of Nazis.
Yeah, I realize that it's a group that's and the history goes back so far. Let me go that route first. You're right that the animosities that exist come from a long line of atrocities and abuse and the genocide that was carried out there by the Bolsheviks in the 20s and 30s. And the Ukrainians, you know, of course they sided, of course the ones that had been starved, you know, they sided with Germany when they came in. And then they, of course, and after the Soviet Union came and retook it, then there were more reprisals. So, you know, this has got a really, it's a vendetta, an old vendetta and an old wound between the people. And but if it had not been for our meddling, if it had not been for us overthrowing the legitimate government and installing a criminal regime, then there would also not be any Russians in Ukraine. If they had only agreed to let Ukraine be part of the Western trading bloc as well as the Russian trading bloc, which is basically what they will, that asked for. And it was okay with Russia that Ukraine could join. It was okay with the EU that for Russia to be part of both, but the EU would not agree to that. Yes, please go ahead, Charles.
You know, it's funny because we can sit down and talk about how it should be this simple, and to me it is. But yet there's the fog of war going on where it's all black hats and white hats and Nazis and, defending the homeland. And it's like, maybe because we're not in the middle of it. And maybe, there's undoubtedly subtleties we don't know about. But it just seems that we're being pushed into a war that nobody wants globally.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I agree. The propaganda is always what's pushed it. You think of the way that the West, that the United States and Britain pushed for World War One and World War Two, and when those two wars began, no one expected them to blow up the way they did. They didn't see the dominoes falling. That, I had read this article. I can't quote the source from memory, but it talked about things never go the way that they expect them to go, in war, because you have second order effects, and this same kind of concept applies to other things as well. It applies to what the government pushes on us, but you have effects. Actions have consequences. They have an effect. And then, but once the consequences happen, then the consequences have consequences too, which is a second order effect, and so on. So once they invade, they're ready, they want to have a quick war, but they don't think that they have to have another army to supply their supply lines logistically, and that admittedly will be much more of a problem for NATO and the West, the U.S. especially, than Russia at this point. So I don't know if they'll sustain this. People are actually calling for peace, so at least they say peace in the West. I've seen some propaganda along those lines, and I don't know how this is going to go. I read just today that in Moldova, the Transnistrians, I don't know if I may be mispronouncing that, but it's a breakaway group of basically Russians. There are Russians there. They're asking to be recognized just the same way Donetsk and Luhansk were. So, this could spread, definitely. And, if Russia inadvertently attacks a NATO country. There was a word of a bomb hitting a Turkey ship, and so this thing is very dangerous. It's scary to know. I don't think that it's just a distraction at this point. I mean, they intend it to be that, but it really is something that I've been paying attention to, and it has reminded me of the last days of the Cold War. Well, at the peak of the Cold War, at this point, is what it's starting to feel like. Like I said, in 1983.
The thing that comes to my mind is, suppose, talk about unintended consequences. You talk about what would have happened if Kennedy said no missiles in Cuba, but the Russians kept coming. Then you would have had an interesting interview, right? So Kennedy said no missiles, and the Russians backed off. So there's a similarity there, whereas the West wouldn't back off, and because of the guys they had installed as the head of the Ukraine. So I guess they weren't going to. But I shudder to think what would have happened if the Russians hadn't backed off in 62.
Yeah, we may not be here today.
That's right.
It's possible. There were missiles in Cuba, and they were tactical nukes that could have been launched if we had invaded, and the generals there would probably have done so. They could act independently, it was reported, in such a situation. And what's very seldom reported about the Cuban Missile Crisis, especially in the mainstream news, which I have come to call enemy war transmissions, at the same time that we were threatening war and initiated a blockade, which is really actually an act of war, that we had missiles in Turkey that were aimed right at Russia, and they were on their border. They were Jupiter missiles, and as part of the agreement for them to back off, we agreed to take those missiles out of Turkey. And I think it's probably Khrushchev made a mistake when he didn't publicize that at the time, but that was part of the agreement.
That I didn't know.
And hey, Yes. Yeah, well, thanks very much for the call, Charles. I'm going to a break now. You want me to hold you over?
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Stephen Douglas Whitener. You're listening to, I'm filling in for Michael Rivero, who's on a brief hiatus because of his wife's surgery, which a previous caller just told us went well today. And my next caller is James in Vancouver. James, what's on your mind, sir? Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. I don't think Putin wants to hurt the Ukrainian people. Putin wants Zelensky. And when he gets Zelensky, he's going to put him on trial. I checked with some of my contacts yesterday, and these are not Nazis in the Ukraine. These are socialists and communists. And Putin, according to my contacts, Putin doesn't want Ukraine to go socialist or communist. And right now, for example, Germany is run by the Stasi, which are communists, you see. And you have the situation which's been going on in Syria for since 2011, I believe. And Russia has been the force there keeping Syria from being overthrown. Now, what the opposition is trying to do and has tried to do is to destabilize the Ukraine as a measure to counter what's happening in Syria, you see. That's what the strategy is. And that expansionism, like, for example, attacking Iran, for example, or talking about attacking Iran, that's all part of a plan, a global type thing where they want to, at Russia's expense, you see, encroach on Russian territory. So the Russians did not blow up Chernobyl. If anybody blew it up, it was NATO or whoever is working for NATO.
Right. Well, yeah, the fire that, and it wasn't Chernobyl. There was a scare at Chernobyl
whatever.
A few days
ago. Yeah.
But yeah, this, but this other plant, I couldn't pronounce it when I had a word in front of me. But it's down farther to the south. I think it's nearer to Mariupol, and they when the fighting, it sounds to me just from what I heard, read that troops, the Ukrainian troops, were in this building, this training building, probably trying to take cover and fire back at the Russians. The Russians fired at the training building and called it on fire, but definitely did not want to, cause an incident like that. That'd be suicide.
Right.
And I do believe that Putin doesn't want to hurt the Ukrainian people either. I don't think. They went in when they first went in. The rules of engagement prevented them from firing at civilian areas, and he was making precision strikes on military targets. And then the military, that especially these groups, these NGO Soros-funded groups, that they do go back before the Victoria Nuland Svoboda, which means freedom, was a party founded in 1989, and there are a lot of Ukrainian nationalists here, but to hear that they're communists, that's very troubling, and that would explain them taking civilians as hostages. They've been accused of taking refuge in apartment buildings, not allowing the people to leave, and shooting at anybody that tries to go out of the green corridor, the humanitarian corridor that Russia provided for people to escape from Mariupol. Yeah, they would, as well as other cities, that the Ukrainian military would shoot at the civilians to keep them there. So that's just horrifying what they're going through.
Well, look, all of that reporting, what you're seeing or what you think you're seeing on mainstream media, whatever, unless you're on the ground watching, you don't know if that's really accurate about this green thing or shooting at the building. Let me underline this one more time. If Putin, my strategy is not to hurt the average Ukrainian, no matter what. Okay, my aim is to get rid of Zelensky. All right, and everybody that's been messing up the Ukraine, you see, and for example, So you don't want to get the population against you. That's what happened in Vietnam. Indiscriminate bombing, that didn't do anything for us, did it? It just tightened the resolve of the people, you see. And so that was what I wanted to say, was that you've got a regime in the Ukraine that was put there because Russia was in Syria and still is in Syria, you see. This is how I see it. And then the oil and the gas, well, that's another thing. But I heard one presenter's guest say that, Trump said that, we're making a mistake by buying oil and gas from Russia. That's fueling their military. That's not true, because Russia can get money from China.
Dean.
James, can I hold you through the break? It's just coming up.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hold over till?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, James.
All right.
We'll be right back, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back, everyone. This is What Really Happened. And I'm not Michael Rivero. This is Stephen Douglas Whitener filling in for him today. And I'm speaking with James from Vancouver. And James, you were saying that Russia, Putin, really did not intend to cause death and destruction to the Ukrainian people if it could be avoided, that his goal was definitely not to go and hurt them, but to minimize casualties. And, you know, if Putin had come into the Donetsk and Lugansk when he recognized the republics and just fortified them and waited a few more days, you know, and that would have minimized them too. Why do you think he didn't do that? What do you think pushed him to make this invasion as he did? What do you think was the thing that, you know, he was that pushed him over the edge?
Well, I think the people that were negotiating with Putin from the West were not negotiating in good faith. That was the first thing that's been going on. And the reason he decided to do it was because I believe that the Ukrainian regime there was actually shelling those Russians in those areas. And then I think the third thing is he wants Zelensky. This is what he wants. That's his prime goal, to get Zelensky and all his people. And, you know, and just he does not want Ukraine to go into NATO. First of all, if it went into NATO, well, then all of NATO would make an excuse that they should get involved in this. So he's nipping it in the bud in that sense. But the real thing is to get Zelensky and all the people that he feels are poisoning the Ukraine with their policies and their double dealing and what have you.
That means go ahead.
Well, that means he doesn't want to get the Ukrainian people angry at him. I mean him, meaning Russia. So he's going to deal with them he's going to deal with them, and what's the word again? He's going to be even-handed with the average Ukrainian who doesn't really understand the issues because they've been poisoned with the propaganda that's been dished out to them, you see.
Yes, that's what I've gleaned from what I've been reading as well. Please go ahead. I agree with all of that.
Well, okay, now one more point I want to make. Someone mentioned the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I don't know about you, but I was alive for that show. And what scared us the most was not the missiles in Cuba as much as NBC, ABC, and CBS, or the Walter Cronkite, you see. They were drilling, they were showing explosions they said this is a Russian 50 megaton bomb blowing up. Well, how did we know what it was? We just assumed that that's what they were telling us, you see. And yeah, probably there were missiles in Cuba, but it was amplified to such an extent that people were going pretty crazy. And had they wanted to, they could have got rid of Castro in 61, right? Kennedy phoned Nixon when the Bay of Pigs was messing up, and Nixon told Kennedy, you got to get the Marine Corps and land, but not at the Bay of Pigs. That's the most ridiculous place to land is the Bay of Pigs. You know, if you want to take Cuba, you got to land your troops in the high country, in the mountains, not in the Bay of Pigs. So it was all a show to set Kennedy up. And even the people around Dulles said it was meant to fail. Right. So this is all of these shows. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was only two at the time, but that from what I've read about it since then, that sounds pretty accurate too. Yeah. I go ahead, sir.
Now, one more thing. And this is important. The people that put those missiles in Cuba were Bolsheviks, okay? Not the Russians of today. These were Bolsheviks, and they had a certain agenda that they were, they had certain masters or what have you that made them do that. The Russia of today is not like the Russia of 1962 or it started with the 1917 revolution, okay, and that revolution changed Russia almost irreversibly. I'm surprised that they in 1989 that the Soviet Union fell, but people, presenters are saying that the Russia still has a secret plan to get rid of the United States and the Communist Party hasn't fallen, and I can't buy that, really.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I think that I'm sorry. I think the communists that were ruling this, the Bolsheviks you speak of, and that's very true. It also was the Bolsheviks who came to Ukraine and did the Holodomor and starved the people too. Yeah. That was, they remembered that as well. So that's a very pertinent point. And I'm not, today the Russians are not, the Bolsheviks at least, and it does seem that they're being manipulated and their strings are being pulled by much the same people trying to set both sides against each other, the dialectic of, problem, that whole thing that's been going on for quite some time seems to still be happening. But I'm hoping that you're correct about Putin and Russia not wanting to destroy the Ukrainians, because they've been duped into believing that these Russians are the same as the Bolsheviks who came, and there are problems in Russia too. I don't want either side to be destroyed in fighting this war. People, we need peace. We need to. This doesn't have to happen this way. This is criminal and psychotic behavior. This cabal has been doing so many ridiculous things. Go ahead.
Well, one more thing that's very important: the people that want to stick that those shots in your arm are the same people running this show to try to get rid of Putin. Okay, that's another thing that's very important for everyone to realize. All right, we're under the grip of a global tyranny, and you could call them the Schwabians. Klaus Schwab, I've got a new name.
Mm-hmm.
All the Schwabians that are in this. And this youth movement that he's got with all these young leaders, he's got his young leaders around and all these young leaders, and there's this new economic forum or what have you. Well, all that is the investment bankers have figured it out that they can make more money off of machines than they can people, okay? So now people are redundant to them. You ever remember years ago, back in the 1960s, I don't know if you're familiar, you got paid vacations down in the United States and in Canada, right? You had two or three weeks off and you got your vacation. Yeah. Well, you don't get that anymore because they don't want to pay for it. See? There's a reason why we're hurting economically, because those investment bankers don't want to pay anymore. They've got another line. They've got this... AI and all these things, and they think that's where they're going to make their money. And then they got China. So if they do need workers, well, they got China to do it, you see. So this is with the money, the priorities for where money goes have changed radically. 60 years ago, people had freedom because they needed the workers to have freedom, and there was money for that freedom. Now they don't want to pay for it. They want to pay money to have you take a shot and you die and then write that off, you see. This is all dollars and cents. See, this is the...
Yeah. Make money on our sickness and make money on the sickness and death as it's happening. The whole thing... My father gave me a book when I was 11 that Smedley Butler had written called War is a Racket. And, everything is a racket with these people. It's just... it's just everything. They've taken over all of life, with one corporation to run it, one name to rule them all, kind of thing. I agree with you completely. Yeah, it's very disheartening. And I wanted to ask you, James.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask you your opinion. I know. Okay. Yeah, I know your some of your background. Very intelligent gentlemen, and there's this article that I had been planning to read. Let me pull it up. It's about the mRNA technology, and they caught the CDC lying basically by saying that it did not change your DNA. And there's this article that describes how the technology enters your liver cells and then exactly how it works. Here it is. It's from Zero Hedge. It's the headline is Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine goes into liver cells and converted to DNA in a study. He says the messenger RNA from the vaccine is able to enter human liver cells and can be converted into DNA. And it describes the process, the mRNA then researchers found that when the mRNA vaccine enters the human liver cells, it triggers the cell's DNA, which is inside the nucleus, to increase the production of the line 1 gene expression to make messenger RNA. And then the messenger RNA then leaves the nucleus and enters the cell's cytoplasm, where it translates into line 1 protein. A segment of the protein called the open reading frame 1, or ORF1, then goes back into the nucleus, where it attaches to the vaccine's mRNA and reverse transcribes into spike DNA. Reverse transcription is when DNA is made from RNA, whereas the normal transcription process involves a portion of the DNA serving as a template to make an mRNA molecule inside the nucleus. And in this study, we present evidence that this COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, and they given the number, is able to human liver cell line HUH in vitro, which that means like in glass or on a in a lab.
Yeah.
Correct, sir.
Right.
Yeah. So the researchers wrote in the study. Yeah. Go ahead. I mean, and then see, they went to great length and they describe it in detail to show that the CDC had been lying about this all along. So I just wondered if you'd familiar with that, and you know what it ultimately. It describes the process by which the mRNA vaccine creates spike proteins to be released into your blood. And, you know, that's that's going to cause clots and all of the destruction that we're seeing. What can you tell us about that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why didn't Robert Malone tell Joe Rogan this when he was interviewed by Joe Rogan? What you're reading is exactly correct. Now, why didn't Robert Malone say something like that? He didn't, did he?
No,
right? He went around, he talked about his horses and how sorry he was that they said ivermectin was horse paste. And so I got injected twice going through the drive-through, and I have friends at the CIA. That doesn't tell me anything, you see? Right now, you told everybody.
Well, I don't know.
That's exactly but I'm saying that Robert Malone and the other guy, McCullough, I think they're fake. They're limited hangout, you see?
Yes,
sir. If he's the inventor of the mRNA technology, then why not tell us? He's so concerned, but he can't because he's under contract with somebody, right?
Yes.
And we don't even know if he's the guy that invented the technology. He claims he is. Maybe he's some executive for a pharmaceutical company. But usually, if you're working on projects like that and you're a bench chemist, they're never going to let you out to say anything, you see.
Yes, so, I don't trust him either, sir. Do you think that they'll try to replace Fauci with him is what I wanted to insert? Your opinion on that as well?
Well, yeah, that might be that's probably a fair assessment, or somebody like him, some kind of father figure there with a beard, and he's a real sweet guy, syrupy, that's cheesy, And Joe Rogan's asking those tough questions like, what about this and what about that? Like a little lamb, right? And then everyone's saying, Peter McCullough, thank you for doing this interview. It's an honor to talk to you, sir. And I asked Peter McCullough directly, what was the molecular weight of the mRNA? He couldn't tell me. He said, well, it's in the paper somewhere. Well, then he's not an expert if he can't tell me off the top of his head how much it weighs. I know how much it weighs. Got a molecular weight of about 25,000, and there are messages in this mRNA, like you said, it's unplugging the circuits of the DNA, if you want to talk about it that way. It's unplugging the messages and substituting new messages. See? Which is messages like shut the cell down, like that, you see?
Yes, sir, and then the immune system causes you more problems than any cold virus ever could, even if, a lot of people question the whole narrative entirely. But, it's obvious that they're doing this. I mean, it's the fact that when the unquote pandemic was happening, the death rate not only didn't go up, it decreased overall and only increased in areas where the lockdown would cause something like that, you know. And then in 2021, it's exploded, especially in working age people from 18 to 64. It's up 40%, and that's a 1 in 800 year event. That's just, and the data for that comes from actuaries at life insurance companies. They're usually pretty serious people. You know, that's not, I know that we shouldn't just accept statistics like that, but I've seen it too. I've seen a lot more people dying. I just recently, a couple of days ago, a 30-ish a woman had given birth less than a year ago, and you know, she ended up with blood clots that went to her brain from her heart. I mean, she did have some damage, but you know, she had a heart condition before this happened. But I'm sure that they used that to coerce her and tell her, look, you need these shots because you're more vulnerable if you catch this virus. And, you know, and then they give her the shots, and now she's just it's murder. I mean, it's really, really disgusting. Hey, can I hold you over the break, sir?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Stephen Douglas Whitener filling in for Michael Rivera. I'm on the phone with James from Vancouver. James, I do have another caller, but what would you like to say? Any closing thoughts for today? I appreciate your call very much. I always enjoy your insight.
Yes. Okay. So what you read just now, you read me those description of what's happening. I refer you to what they call the central dogma of molecular genetics, okay? What you just read is part of the central dogma of molecular genetics. You can look it up in any biochemistry book. There's good books out there. And that will it goes like DNA transcribes to RNA, and then the translation is to the protein. That's what they're messing with, is that process. DNA, RNA, protein. Okay? And there's a word called intercalation. It's a very important word. The mRNA is intercalating in the strands of the DNA. That means it's slipping inside the DNA because the DNA opens. Actually, DNA opens and closes in the human body 50 times a second. So when that DNA opens, the mRNA slips in, and then it changes the messages of the DNA. So that when the DNA, you see, DNA creates DNA. So if those messages change the DNA, then the DNA will make copies of modified DNA. And I'll let you go.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call, James. I really would like to go over this in more detail with you sometime if maybe I could get your contact details if you're interested in doing this more, because it's you're very knowledgeable about this, and I would like to ask you more questions. But I do have another caller to get to before the end, and I want to thank you again for the call, sir. Oh, okay. And now we have Dan in Washington.
Hey, just wanted to apologize. My phone cut out there.
That's better now. Yeah, we hear you much better.
Okay, hey, I'm out in civilization now, so. Real quick, I just want to make the point on Strike and Mike's show. They investigated this Zelensky, the president of Ukraine's family history, and his grandfather literally was a Bolshevik that was in the Red Army, and he basically one of the people that caused the Holodomor, probably. So, you know, it's just interesting that they got these white nationalists kind of fighting for a Bolshevik that, you know, just it's important to understand the tribe and how they operate, because these guys are getting slaughtered, you know, and the people, our government, of course, puts in charge are ex-Bolsheviks, you know, or neoconservatives or neoliberals, whatever. But I just want to make that point. So it's definitely not Russia who are the Bolsheviks, you know, this time. So.
That's a great point, Dan. Thanks for the call. Always appreciate your calls as well. Hey, it's been an honor and a privilege to fill in for Mr. Rivera. I want to thank all the listeners for listening and the callers. And thank you, RBN. Keep supporting RBN for free speech. And y'all be good to each other. Oh, listen, the National Intel Report is next, and they're going to have Willem Red Pillum and Jeremy from Kentucky with Monica Schaefer. I forgot to mention that, and I've heard some of before with them. It's an excellent show. Y'all stay tuned. And thanks again for listening.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.